This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Joe Danaher, you mentioned yesterday that over the weekend, all the Swans, all they could do, the best they could do over 2 weeks of negotiation and maybe even 3 months when it's all said and done, could offer pick 5 and 25, to which Essendon had said flat out no to. Has there been any movement on that situation?
As of last night, there was no improvement, Dana. So as we sit here right now, you hope that another 24 hours of talks may have improved the situation. They are no closer to getting a trade done. And it's interesting, I threw up the names of Florent and also McCartan that, you know, I understand Heaney, Blakey, Mills are no-go zones for the Sydney Swans, but I thought the next layer down from those three is Florent.
Yep.
And Paddy and Tom McCartan.
Yep.
But a big cross has gone through those guys still from the Sydney Swans at that point. So I think unless one of those players become, because Essendon draft picks aren't a big thing for them in this draft period. It's more about getting players in because they've bought in so many. They want quality players to replace Joe Danaher, which haven't been forthcoming from the Sydney Swans.
Unless they're the greatest poker players we've ever seen, the Swans, it's still yet, Lordo, to become apparent why they went down this path. And I say why, because if all you can offer up after 2 weeks of official trade period and prior to that up to 3 months of your own internal negotiations and deliberations, if all you can come up with a 48-hour deadline as it was, on the trade period is pick 5 and 25. Someone at that club should have realised that's not even going to have Adrian Dodoro return a phone call, let alone contemplate that. So I don't know where they're at. Again, unless they are the greatest poker players of all time and are about to come to the table with something that at least makes Adrian Dodoro sit up.
Adrian made the point, didn't he, at the Paul, I think it was the Paul Connors breakfast, where he said about, you know, someone wants to buy your house. You sit back and you wait for that offer. And I think he's not – they want them. They want to keep Danaher. So it's going to take something far more than what we spoke about yesterday, 5 and 25. And it is a player. And I talk about Josh Kennedy a lot. It's got to that point where there will have to be a player come into this from the Sydney Swans, I think, to break the deadlock and get Danaher to the Sydney Swans. I'm not, and I don't know where Adrian Dodoro's, you know, hit list of where it stands. You know, Heaney's not going to happen.
Blake, so when you say Josh Kennedy, referring to
the Eagles. So Carlton.
Oh, Josh Kennedy and Judd trade.
The Judd trade. Yep. I should explain that better. Yep. Where, you know, something had to give, and Josh Kennedy comes. It's a high draft pick. It's Josh Kennedy, and it's another pick 20 as well. So I know Danaher hasn't played a lot in the last 2 years, but Essendon so desperately want him because they know what's their forward line without him. So they're sitting back going, without Danaher, where are we going?
And the other aspect of this too, Lotto, if you're going to have these conversations with Danaher and then in a public sense almost remove yourselves from the actual approach that Tom Harley clearly made. Now, you and I weren't buying what he said to us on Trade Radio early days, and that's fine. We don't mind how people carry themselves. But if you're going to distance yourself from the initial approach and then not, though, be able to then carry out what it is you do want to do privately, and this is after Danaher went public 2 weekends ago, didn't he? He went public, and that's, in his life, a big step. He could have just sat back and done what Fantasia did and sorted it out privately and then said miraculously, after all, that I want to stay. He actually committed to the Swans publicly. So they owe it to him. They actually owe it to him. And with every passing minute, the nervousness, the apprehension, the fear in that footy sense of him leaving the Bombers to go there, it may become insurmountable, even if they do miraculously come up with a deal right now, for him to actually then still put his signature to the document.
Yeah, we heard Colin Young there say how much ground Fremantle and St Kilda made over the weekend. Well, it has to be today. They have to, Sydney, make that big play today where they say, okay, we didn't want to give up this player or we didn't want to do this, but we're just going to have to do it to get Danaher, the man we've committed to our footy club by tomorrow.
And again, not that the Swans needed reminding, but Adrian Dodoro is wired in such a way that even after last year when Dylan Shiel, again publicly, again early, went public with his decision to make Essendon his club of choice, that deal took until the final 30 minutes, maybe even the final 20 minutes, for it to actually happen, because Adrian wasn't going to budge on what he felt he was worth to get him across from GWS. That was a player who wanted to come to his club, not one that he's desperately clinging on to in contract, who he doesn't want to lose to a rival. Yeah.
And this is also a footy club that I've said a million times hasn't won a final for 15 years. And to me, get taken further away next year with the loss of Joe Danaher. So again, in their minds, John Worsfold is under pressure. Adrian, as a list manager, when you haven't taken a team to a winning final for 15 years, you're under pressure. And suddenly you're losing your prized asset, or despite not playing for 2 years, I know that, but he's the man. You're falling to, as I said, but day one, McKernan, Mitch Brown, Jakey Stringer. Oh, that's not scaring anyone.
It's not, is it?
No, so that's what Essendon keep coming back to. Joe Danaher, they're thinking Joe at their best, 60 goals.
The only problem with that, though, was Joe Danaher has been on the list now for 7 years, and it hasn't actually worked with him being on the list either.
Danaher?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I think that if Danaher, Anzac Day, everyone keeps going back to, but Danaher wasn't fit. And he still nearly got his team over the line. So I think that's what we just keep coming back to in terms of fully fit Joey Danaher.
Yep.